Hi, I'm Jacqueline Schiff with the Kaiser Daily Global Health Policy Report. The current budget debate has raised questions about whether global health and food security programs should be considered an integral part of this country's approach to national security. To examine this issue, I'm speaking with Dr. Julie Fisher, a senior associate at the nonpartisan Stimson Center, where she is head of the Global Health Security Project. Thanks for your time, Dr. Fisher.
Delighted to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
To get started, I wanted to ask you about the Obama administration's take on this issue. Several administration officials, from Secretary of State Clinton to Secretary of Defense Gates, have stated that global health and development aid is critical for U.S. national security. Why is the administration emphasizing this view?
I think the administration is emphasizing this view even before the current debate about what items could be cut from a very tight budget in a fiscally constrained period, in order to emphasize how important global health is as a cross-cutting issue that is relevant to development, that is relevant to national security, and that at the same time has a true humanitarian appeal. So I think that in emphasizing the national security applications or interests in global health issues, the Secretaries of State and Defense have both been pretty strong about pointing out the smart power benefits, if you will, of approaching countries to help them build capacities for health services and for public health systems, that populations that are burdened by disease cannot reach their full potential, that heavy disease burdens of the most catastrophically eroding diseases like HIV/AIDS, which has had a very corrosive effect on societies, actually not only hold countries back from reaching their economic potential, but can undermine their progress toward political and socioeconomic stability. And so I think that the emphasis on this is to point out that these are long-term investments in human security, which is not a popular term in the U.S., but that these investments in building more stable societies in the long run benefit U.S. national security interests.
Next, I wanted to ask you, Congress has been involved in an ongoing battle about the fiscal year 2011 budget, with Republicans proposing major cuts to foreign aid. Part of this debate has been centered on whether global health and food security programs are an essential component of national security. For those who argue that global health is not vital to national security, what is their reasoning?
I think the people who would argue that global health is not vital to national security are looking in the very short term at the immediate impact that programs might have. They're really ignoring two issues. First, the benefit that these programs focus, that they bring in terms of building stability and helping promote the development of healthy societies in the long term that don't require constant U.S. infusions of assistance, whether it's technical assistance or financial assistance. I think they're not looking in the long term at the biological implications of cutting back and restarting programs. Health programs, unlike, say, if you think of them as a construction project, you can't really stop halfway and come back later when you have more time and money again. Cutting these programs and making them start and stop has really extraordinarily detrimental effects on building a skilled human health workforce, on keeping the supplies of essential interventions flowing in a very consistent way so that you don't build up drug resistance or create gaps and leave populations vulnerable for short periods of time that actually leave them worse off as they would have been before. So I think that the question of how do you frame global health programs in the national security context when you're looking for places to make tough budget decisions? It means that that those who are not seeing this as a national security issue have decided that the long-term benefits of these programs are too difficult to measure, to understand, and therefore they're willing to sacrifice some of the long-term benefits of helping societies cut their burden of disease, promote healthy populations that can be educated and become part of a global economy. They're willing to sacrifice that in the short term for very short-term financial gains.
So based on that answer, I'm guessing that the Obama administration's argument resonates with you personally?
Yes, the Obama administration's argument that long-term investments in global health are investments in helping stabilize fragile countries and helping provide, essentially to provide developing and emerging economies with the human capital, the strong, healthy populations that they need mm-hmm. to become stable and to grow in the long term. I find that a very strongly resonating argument, yes.
And any sense in how that might play out in the budget debate? Do you think that's something that will be realized?
I think that as we go into this environment, all eyes will be on the Senate. How these leaders who have really invested in these programs over years will be able to champion them and truly articulate to their colleagues why they are essential in the long term for meeting not only our humanitarian obligations, but U.S. national interests.
Moving on to my next question, because infectious diseases can potentially pose a threat to the U.S. population, experts view disease as a strategic security threat. Are there other areas of global health that could threaten U.S. security?
Certainly. I mean, I'd like to say that I don't think of global health as a threat specifically for U.S. national security, but I think that there are a lot of areas of global health that have real implications for U.S. national security. It's easiest to frame emerging infections as a security threat because it meets the security paradigm. It's a non-state, non-military threat to U.S. personnel and then also to U.S. national security interests. But there's a lot of other ways in which global health issues have implications for U.S. national security. I think that one of the transformational realizations that happened with the development catastrophe of HIV/AIDS was the realization that disease burdens in developing countries can undermine economic development and thus really undermine societal resiliency. So in regions that we would consider critical for U.S. national security, either because they're important trading partners or because they could be affected by violence or political instability, we understand now that the burden of disease can really erode growth and economic growth and political stability in the long term, and that this is something that's not amenable to a traditional security solution. I mean, you cannot invade a country to improve its health, but you can form long-term partnerships.
Which countries specifically have health, food, or water situations that make them potentially more threatening to the United States?
I think that it's fair to say the countries themselves are not threatening to the United States, but there are regions in which the human behaviors and the environmental conditions or environmental health risks are such that they are places where emerging health risks may be more likely to occur. For example, in East Asia and Southeast Asia, as societies become more relatively affluent, one of the first tastes that develops among the growing middle class with disposable income is the desire for a higher protein diet. It's actually fairly universal across societies. One of the easiest ways to meet that is to raise livestock, preferably relatively close to your markets. So there's an increased demand for meat protein. And so there's an increased effort to produce that meat for the market. So the growth of livestock populations in some of these areas has been explosive. And that's a public health concern for two reasons. First, there's dietary implications that have long-term effects on susceptibility to chronic diseases. That's a small concern. The major concern from a security standpoint is that these growing livestock populations complicate the human-animal interface, where so many emerging infections appear as zoonotic diseases, that is, diseases that can cross from an animal population into a human population. We're still not great at predicting exactly where this will occur, just that there are places that are hot spots. So these human behaviors like changing our animal-human interface combined with rapid urbanization, so growing cities that are densely populated and have hot settings for the exchange of disease, like wet markets where animals are sold live. There are regions where these behaviors are concentrated. Again, East Asia and Southeast Asia, we have a high demand for animal protein. We have a lot of urban settings where there's mixing of animal and human populations. And then we have rapid travel and transit through these regions. Another area that is of huge concern is the emergence of antibiotic resistance. There are large regions of the developing world where the regulation of pharmaceuticals, particularly antibiotics, is just not strong. There are counterfeit drugs, and there's also simply a problem with maintaining consistent access to high-quality drugs, so that people's behaviors and the nature of pathogen evolution or pathogen development combine to produce some potentially very scary antibiotic resistance.
And just a final question, Dr. Fisher, is there anything you'd like to add that we didn't cover?
I think that one of the real challenges when discussing health as a national security issue is the problem with definitions and with the urge to look at national security as a military concern. You know, we talk about national security issues, and we frequently think about them as direct threats to U.S. population, as violence, as the threat of death or serious injuries. And certainly there are a lot of health risks that do directly threaten U.S. populations at home and abroad. But in the larger sense of global health as a security risk, I think what we're really talking about here is a U.S. whole of government approach right now that is looking at interest to U.S. national security more broadly, at the question of how we help partner countries become strong, independent, and healthy so that we eliminate emerging infectious disease risks, those that are most clearly part of the traditional security world, but also so that we can really think about what it means to help partner states develop, become independent of the need for assistance, and become strong and capable partners in a globalized economy.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. It was very interesting.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity.